Genesis chapters 3 to 4 is where Adam, Eve, and Cain begin to converse with God. The prayer is actually first mentioned in the 4th chapter in the 26th verse, where it says, "And as for Seth, to him also a son was born, and he named him Enosh." The men began to call on the name of the Lord. The point is that as people were being named, they learned and publicly invoked the true name of God, which is Yahweh. Prayer during the early period was far beyond any primitive magical petitioning of fearsome deities. In other words, they just wasn't breaking sticks, setting fire to stuff, making idol images. Prayer was and is based on God's revelation of himself. For example, when we look at Enoch, whose walk with God has to be considered an ideal expression of prayer into continuous ongoing communion with God, so much so that when it was time, I believe Enoch was the one that was translated. Moses' conversation with God in Exodus 33, verses 12 through 34, was not the normal model of prayer, but because of the extraordinary revelation of God that Moses received, it is significant because it shows the essential elements of communion with God. Joshua tried to pray at the city of Ai, praying that if God failed Israel, God's reputation would be harmed. But God had to stop Joshua, saying, "Hold up, Joshua." Told him that action was needed because of the sin that Israel had committed. Judges, the book of Judges, opens with prayer. The song of Deborah and Barak is a form of prayer. Gideon conversed with God about the fleece. Samson's father sought guidance in prayer. Samson himself prayed for assistance. Hannah in 1 Samuel prays. We know David prayed constantly. Solomon prayed for wisdom. Elijah and Elisha's lives were characterized by a life of prayer. Hezekiah himself offered two significant prayers. The first one was dealing with the threat from Assyria. The second was dealing with lengthening his life. Oh yeah, when you need God to do something. Yeah. You get on your knees and start asking God. And so when Jesus taught on prayer, he was teaching us to navigate our life through the rough winds of adversity. It is important that we understand that the effectiveness of prayer does not depend on human effort. For example, how well you pray. You know, some of us get caught up when folks get behind this sacred desk and begin to issue out some $10 words in prayr. And we say, boy, they really get close to God. God don't give no never mind about that. Prayer does not, hear me now very closely, prayer does not start with you informing God of your needs. But instead, it should start with you expressing your confidence in him. I don't know about you, but I got confidence in God. Before I ask him for anything, I say, Lord, I know you can. Oftentimes we pray, we go right to asking him for deliverance. How many times have we prayed and we forgot to set the atmosphere?
Oh, yes.
How many times have we prayed? I'm not saying when you were in trouble. I'm saying when you just went to start praying.
Yes.
And you didn't even take time to set the atmosphere. This is going to be a little rough today. Some of y'all might not like me.
That's all right. It was like it is.
We go right to asking him for deliverance, but that's not what Jesus taught us to do. The Sermon on the Mount says something else. And what we have to understand is that the Lord's Prayer from Jesus on the Sermon on the Mount carries much of the Old Testament that was taught by example. The petitions for personal needs are not introduced until a theological basis is established and the sovereignty and glory of God are acknowledged. In other words, before you pray and ask God for what you need, you ought to set the atmosphere by acknowledging who he is.
Come on, man.
I'm starting to loosen up now a little bit. I'm feeling all right for myself.
That's all right.
You see, and these provisions include daily stuff, not big stuff. Oh, y'all ain't talking back to me. It's all right. It includes daily stuff. Daily provision. Forgiveness of sin. If you pray and not asking for forgiveness of sin, I'll get there. Protection against evil. I don't know about you, but every day I need protection.
Amen.
Against some evilness.
Yeah.
Even some evilness that my own mind might conjure. Lord, I need you to deliver my mind. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Lord, I need you to touch what's between my ears, because some devilment, y'all ain't saying that back to me. That really should. If I had opportunity to carry that, I'd be wearing more jumpsuit. But you will be. I don't know about you. I need daily provision. I don't necessarily need the big house and the big car and the big stuff. But Lord, on a daily basis, I need some stuff. So if we can follow this manner of prayer, then we can follow the course of life. In order to pray effectively, we must know the significance of God. A lot of us are praying and don't know God's significance.
That's right.
We just know that he's God because we heard somebody else say it. We living off somebody else's testimony, somebody else's faith, somebody else's understanding. But I want to let you know that when you get on your knees and you ask God, you begin to petition God, you begin to pray, you should start off your prayer. And like Jesus said, our Father. This establishes, what does our Father say? It establishes that we have a relationship with God. How are you going to ask God for something and have an established effect that you have a relationship with him?
That's right.
Every time your kids come to you, they don't come to you and say, Michael.
All right.
Y'all talk back to me.
Right.
When your kids come to you, they don't acknowledge you by your given name.
Right.
They acknowledge you by your title.
Yeah.
Right. Let your kids come to you and ask you something by your first name. When they was born, they knew. The only word they knew was mama, 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 daddy, daddy, daddy. And so it's crazy to think that we can go to God and not acknowledge the relationship that we have with him. And so when we say our Father, you are actually realizing the relationship that you have with God. Father! And a relationship simply means that you're connected. If my kids, listen, you all have heard kids that call their parents by their first name. And the first thing you think is that they must not have a relationship with their parent. But when a child has a relationship with their parent, they don't call them by their first name. They call them by the title that is given to them. Mother, Father. So they are acknowledging the relationship. How can you go to God and go to acknowledge the relationship? What's interesting is that the relationship is being connected through blood or marriage. Ooh. Y'all, come on now. I can almost shout. Y'all, some of y'all can preach it for me. Hallelujah. If it hadn't been for the blood. You didn't have no relationship. On paper, my blood type says O negative. But over in the spiritual, my blood is associated with the blood that was shed on Calvary. And because of the blood that was shed on Calvary, I got a right relationship with my Father. But I got to go through the Son. Lord, talk back to me. If I don't go through Jesus, I cannot get to the Father. So when I pray and I get down on my knees, the first thing I'm going to acknowledge is the relationship I have. By his blood, I was adopted into the family. And so, when we say our Father, we acknowledge the fact that he's more than creator. He is our Father. And see, we as people, look, you cannot create something and not be related to it. Hallelujah. If we father it, a part of it will always be with us. And anything that we father, if we father it, it's always connected to us. It's funny how children who don't have their father have the tendency to act just like their father. I'm talking from experience. I wasn't raised with Curtis Johnson Richardson. But when I talk on the phone, people say I sound just like him. So whether or not he wanted to acknowledge the relationship, I have one because he fathered me. Yo,
that's right.
I must know and I must understand that I'm related to God. I'm related to God. I'm just not created by him. I'm related to God. Let me say it again. I'm related to God. See, some of y'all just think you was created by him. But you got to understand there's a relationship that he has with you. I'm going to speak slowly because prayer is important. And as you pray, you need to understand that you got a relationship with God. Not just a creation, but relationship. And when you have a relationship, you often respect usually the relationship that you have with somebody that's over you. It's all right. When you respect somebody, you come to them with Mr. or Mrs. or Grandpa or Grandma or Auntie or Uncle. When you respect the relationship, you go to them with the right title.
That's right.
Make it plain.
And so, when you get on your knees to pray, one of the first things you got to do is acknowledge the relationship that you have with him.
Amen.
The second thing, that you know you are related to God. But then it says, which are in heaven. It addresses the fact that the God I am related to is the ruler of the universe.
Yeah. That's right.
Ooh, what kind of relationship is that? That I'm related to the one that got all power and is in. It's like, have you ever been to a concert? Gospel or secular, I even call you out. Have you ever been to a concert? And since you didn't have a relationship, you had to buy a regular ticket. Y'all stay with me a minute. I'm getting there. When you go to the concert, you had to buy the nosebleed seats because you didn't know nobody that could get you in. But when you have a relationship with somebody, you can make a phone call. At the last minute, oh, I'm preaching myself. And say, I need you to bless me with some tickets. Not only do I need some tickets, I need some backstage. And say, now, look, now, I'm going spiritual now. Now you're walking around giants and you shouldn't even be there. But that's what happens when you have a relationship that can get you in places you shouldn't even be. What are you saying, preacher? That when you have a relationship and you realize that God is your Father and that He is the creator and ruler of the universe, that you can call on Him and He will answer prayer and put you in places that you don't even belong, because He is God. And since you have a relationship with Him, He'll place you where your education can't take you, because God is. You won't, but you got to have a relationship to get to the places where, how did you get here? You ain't got no education. You ain't even been here long. How you my boss? I don't even understand it. Well, the God that I serve, the God that I know, the God that I have a relationship with is the creator of the universe. And since I know Him, I got backstage passes.